And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 7th of October, 2013. It's the birthday of William Zinsser, born New York City, 1922, journalist, author, teacher of writing, written about travel and jazz and baseball. And best-known work is probably On Writing Well, in which he advocates for a clean, spare style. Clutter is the disease of American writing, he wrote. We are a society strangling in unnecessary words, circular constructions, pompous frills, and meaningless jargon. It's the birthday of Thomas Keneally, born in Sydney, Australia, 1935, decided to become a priest, studied for 7 years, eventually decided he wasn't cut out for it and left the seminary before his ordination. Written 10 books of nonfiction, many novels, best known as the author of Schindler's Ark, 1982, the book on which the movie Schindler's List was based. The story of an opportunistic, alcoholic, womanizing German businessman, Oskar Schindler, who rescued hundreds of Jews from the concentration camps. Keneally said, "Stories of fallen people who stand out against the conditions that their betters succumb to are always fascinating. It was one of those times in history when saints are no good to you and only scoundrels who are pragmatic can save souls." It's the birthday of the poet and essayist Diane Ackerman, born 1948, Waukegan, Illinois, best known for her book A Natural History of the Senses, her most recent book, a memoir, 100 Words for Love, about her husband, the novelist and poet Paul West, who suffered a stroke that resulted in global aphasia and inability to process language, a memoir of the stroke and of his journey back to language. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Bishop. It is marvelous. It is marvelous to wake up together at the same minute, marvelous to hear the rain begin suddenly all over the roof, to feel the air clear as if electricity had passed through it from a black mesh of wires in the sky. All over the roof the rain hisses, and below the light falling of kisses. An electrical storm is coming or moving away. It is the prickling air that wakes us up. If lightning struck the house now, it would run from the four blue china balls on top, down the roof and down the rods, all around us, and we imagine dreamily how the whole house caught in a birdcage of lightning would be quite delightful rather than frightening. And from the same simplified point of view of night and lying flat on one's back, all things might change equally easily, since always to warn us there must be these black electrical wires dangling. Without surprise, the world might change to something quite different as the air changes or the lightning comes without our blinking, change as our kisses are changing without our thinking. It is marvelous, a poem by Elizabeth Bishop from the Complete Poems 1927 to 1979, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. And by LendingTree, where you can fill out one form and receive up to 5 loan offers at TryLendingTree.com, NMLS 1136. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.